all the way around. I love it. It's great. I was excited. No, I was excited following the Virginia Democrats doing everything they possibly could to select the most radical, extreme, crazy, wackadoodle candidates. And by gosh, they pulled it off. Congratulations to them. You know what's really meaningful in all of this? And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. LeVar Stoney, who has never given a crap about the city of Richmond, as we know, who kind of set up shop here because, well, that's what Terry McAuliffe told him to do. He couldn't even win in the city. LeVar has always been, he's a failure. He's an epic failure. He's the worst mayor in the history of the city of Richmond. And that's saying something. We had some bad ones. But 17 out of 72 electoral precincts in the city went for him. Why do you think that is? He screwed the city up for 8 years. Now, he lied about it over and over and over again. He played all sorts of games. And lots of not-so-secret secrets. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with LeVar. But he couldn't bamboozle the people of Richmond one final time. Don't cry for LeVar, by the way. I don't want you to think that he will now have to go and find himself a job in the dreaded private sector. You know, he's never actually had one of those. Not to worry. I'm telling you right now, as sure as I sit here, Terry McAuliffe will set him up just fine. He'll be making $500,000 large before the end of the year. Will he have any job? No, he won't have any job responsibilities. He'll get one of those make-work jobs from his chief benefactor, Terry McAuliffe. How bad does Terry McAuliffe feel today? Well, he probably doesn't care, because T-Mac has always been simply about himself. But, I mean, he did go all in trying to pull this out for his pal LeVar, and he couldn't pull it off. Couldn't pull it off. Aaron Rouse, who was already telling people at the state capitol when he had been a state senator for what, an hour? He was walking around telling people of the state senate, I'm going to be governor. I'm going to be governor. Well, you might be. I don't know. It's possible. But you're simply going to be what you are right now. And if the Republicans can get their act together, they might be able to grab that seat. It's possible. I don't do predictions. You know that. But it is fascinating. And Ghazala Hashmi. Can you think of a more extreme, hate-filled woman? I can't. I can't. Tiny Tim Kaine doubling down on his anti-Semitism, wants to make sure that the Jew haters inside the Democrat Party are well taken care of. So Tiny Tim Kaine, another one who doesn't know anything about real jobs, he weighed in and, of course, attacked Israel and all the rest of it. So he's going to be just fine with Ghazala Hashmi. There are very few people who are as pro-Hamas as Ghazala Hashmi. All of the protests, all of the rallies she's been at, all of these, quote, free Palestine events, everybody knows exactly what it really is. The question becomes, though, does it matter? Well, it matters to me, but I was never going to vote for her anyway. But you know what might happen? I think we might very well see a bunch of ticket splitting. I don't know how you can be a Jew in Virginia and vote for someone who is in up to her eyeballs with the pro-Hamas crowd. I don't know. Now, maybe you could. My prediction is, well, I don't do predictions, but if I were to do predictions, my prediction would be that many in the reform part of Judaism will go to great lengths to welcome her. Right? Because when you're in that portion of Judaism in America at this point, and it's just the way it is much more of a secular, humanist, political sort of a thing than it is, my opinion, the real faith of Judaism. So I think that will happen. But I think it's also going to be an age thing. I think Jews in Virginia who maybe are not in their 20s or 30s are going to look at this and say, well, look, we're good Democrats and all, but not a chance. Not a chance. Feel free to hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 5:20 this afternoon, we've got a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. They are playing this Friday down at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Looking forward to giving you the chance to win them. Don't forget, I'm off tomorrow because it's Heidi's birthday. That's why I'm off. But I'm taking the day off because the day off is offered. And it also happens to be Heidi's birthday. So that's a pretty good thing, right? Yeah. I think it's some good stuff there. A couple of things that are going on. I want to take a look at some of the texts that are already coming in. Some of them, of course, are moronic. But, well, I mean, it's what I've come to expect from this one particular phone number. Cats, happy Wednesday. Your show sucks. Thank you. Thank you very much. You keep listening. Listen closely. In fact, if I were you, I would listen every day. Don't miss a minute between 3 and 6 every afternoon. And tell your friends to come along and be here as well. Okay? I'm presuming you have a friend, but whatever. Then you and your friend, whether real or imaginary, can sit around and hate the show altogether. Again, between 3 and 6, Monday through Friday, on News Radio WRBA. That's 96.1 on the FM, 1140 on the AM, and, of course, on your Odyssey app. Okay? 804, Jeff, have you seen the new Chesterfield County emblem, the new seal? It's replacing the old county seal. There's no history on the new one like there was on the old one. Also, the new seal just says Chesterfield. It doesn't say anything else about a county vehicle. Wow. All right. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't spend a huge amount of time down in Chesterfield, so I didn't see it. 804, Jeff, I can't believe the city of Richmond voted for a sheriff who kills inmates. Well, we do have to be fair. Sheriff Antoinette Irving is not killing inmates personally. But I think she's run that agency in such a poor fashion that inmates are certainly dying. But you get the government you vote for, right? The problem is that oftentimes other people get the government they didn't vote for, but that's kind of the way it is, right? To the victor go the spoils. In the city of Richmond, if you are looking at that sheriff's race, and I paid a lot of attention to it, as you know. I thought it was a very, very important election. I don't know that it's possible at this point that the Richmond City Sheriff's Office could ever be salvaged. But we'll see. We'll see. But it was a vote margin of one, about 1,000 votes. Again, it's people who didn't bother to vote. It's political organizations that don't bother to get their people out to vote or don't encourage people. So, I mean, it is what it is. But I think, though, that victory coupled with the victory of the Commonwealth's attorney in the city, by a massive margin, 2-1 for Colette McEachin over the other guy, Barber. It's another reason why so many of us look at that and say, yep, it's part of the reason that we do not live in the city of Richmond. Tiny Tim Kaine must be worried that his base voted for the Jew-hating Hashmi. That comes from 804. Yeah, well, I think that selection of her is absolutely, absolutely going to come into play. It's odd, right? Ann from RBA hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Good afternoon, Jeff. I am very dismayed at the election results yesterday. The only thing to be thankful for is that LeVar Stoney got a resounding no from his previous constituents. It is what it is. We'll talk about it. Look, John Reed's going to be here at 4:30. We knew John was the Republican nominee for quite a while now. Here's what I would like to see. Let me say it out loud where everybody can hear me. I would like to see the Republicans come together and demonstrate to everybody that we are unified. Okay? I know there was a dust up here and there's a dust up there, and we may not like this or like, I don't care. For the next, 5 months, 6 months, whatever it is, not even that. No, I'm sorry. It's June, right? The election's going to be in November. All right, so 4 months takes us into October 18th, early voting. Yeah, 4.5, 5 months. So for the next 4.5, 5 months, everybody that really gives a crap over on that GOP side, you better put on your big girl pants and your big boy pants and get out there and make it clear that we are all unified. And don't just focus on the statewide races. Remember, the House of Delegates and the State Senate, these are 1 and 2 votes there. It is not impossible to take them back. Please stop listening to some of the talking heads. You know, we hear so much, although Larry Sabato, who, of course, heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the promotion of Larry Sabato over at UVA, he's been quiet recently, but some of these other folks weigh in, and they're always telling you how Republicans can't win, it's never going to blah, blah, blah. Don't listen to them. God, just don't listen to them. That's all. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 320, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We've got a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. They're coming this Friday to the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Give you a chance to win those at 5:20 this afternoon. I would love to hear what you're thinking. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What do you make of these results? Everybody obviously knew it was a Spamberger. I think she's a dangerous person. And what makes her so dangerous is her ability, and it is a real talent, to be able to lie to people. Lie to you straight to your face. She's got no problem with that. I don't know if that's CIA training or what it is, but she certainly has that ability. Jay Jones wants to be Attorney General. But all he has talked about, I mean everything, anything and everything that he's talked about, has been how he's going to go after President Trump. Now, what that has to do with being Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, that is a great question. I don't know the answer to it, but that is his entire campaign. Jason Biaris has 4 years of doing right by the citizens, holding lawbreakers accountable, going after Commonwealth's attorneys that are not doing their job. So what's the campaign about then? What will it be about for some of the people in Northern Virginia? We can't kid ourselves. The people in Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, they hate Donald Trump. Will that be enough for the Democrats to say, well, we hate Donald Trump too, that's it. Look, we hate him more than you do. And if I'm Attorney General, man, I'm just going to file lawsuits. I don't know what my standing will be, but it won't matter. I'll still do it. Okay. Seems like a bizarre sort of a campaign, but it might be enough. What is Spamberger's campaign? If you take a look at what it is that she's been saying recently, she wants affordable housing. You know that she's going to gut the right to work law. What else? Is there anything else out there? I mean, abortion on demand, I guess. Abortion right up until the moment that the child is born. And, you know, just for good measure, maybe you throw in a couple of extra months. Well, maybe you don't like the baby after all. And then you decide, I don't know, a couple of other trimesters into it, let's be done with them. She seems okay with that. It becomes all that much more important when we look at each of the candidates, not just on our three statewide campaigns, but each and every person running for a seat in the House of Delegates, running for a seat in the state Senate. All vitally important. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's hot. I'm seeing an update here that says we're probably going to see some rain rolling through this evening. Okay, I'll take it. But at the moment, we're right about that 90-degree mark. Tomorrow looks to be the same. Now, next week, just so you are aware, next week, the weather prognosticators are talking about 95 and above for the bulk of the week. And no precipitation. So that's going to be tough. That's going to be a little nasty. I have a favor to ask of you. I hope you don't mind. Well, even if you do mind, I'm still going to ask it of you. Now, you know that my best buddy, my official parade partner, Emily Morrissey, you know Emily. I will not be part of a parade unless there's room for two of us, because Emily is just so doggone good at that parade wave. And of course, whenever anybody's looking for a bracelet, you got to reach out to Emily and emilysbracelets.com. We know that. I'm just restating everything we already know. And of course, for Blue Friday, our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, one of the favorite parts of that gift bag is, in fact, a bracelet, a thin blue line bracelet that Emily makes. Well, I've got a favor to ask of you. A couple of days from now, I'm not going to give you the date because I don't want people to think, well, it's too soon or it's too far away. A couple of days from now, my pal is having a birthday. Yeah, she is. She's absolutely having a birthday. And I would love for all of us who are so inclined to send her a card. It's easy enough to do. So here's what I did. If you go to my Facebook pages, any of them, you will find a photo. It's me and it's Emily in our Christmas attire. Emily, by the way, is Santa's favorite elf. A lot of people are not aware of that, but it's true. I checked with Santa. It's true. Anyway, there's a photo there of the two of us, and there's her mailing address. So grab a couple of bucks out of your wallet, or, I don't know, grab a couple of bucks out of somebody else's wallet. All right, fine, ask permission. And then get yourself a card and mail it to Emily and put a nice smile on her face, because she always puts a big smile on everybody else's face. I think it's the least we can do. The wallet thing, I may share the screenshot. My youngest boy sent me a WhatsApp message that is his preferred means of communication. And he said, I went in your wallet to get some money, because he had asked if he could have some gas money. It's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I said, you know where the wallet is, just go ahead and take it. And he sent me the WhatsApp message. Yeah, I went in your wallet. There were no big bills left. There were no big bills in there, so I didn't take anything. And I said, yeah, there are no big bills in there because you keep taking them out of the flipping wallet. Get a job. And then I relaxed. It was good. All right. There's a verdict in that Karen Reed murder trial up in Boston, which is really, really fascinating. She's going to get probation, and they found her not guilty on all of the big charges and found her guilty of essentially drunk driving. And she gets probation for a year, and that's it. So we can stop with that circus, at least until such time as her book and her movie are released. And I guarantee you both of those are going to happen. A big cheer erupting in Casa Katz as Heidi has determined that our, and by our she means hers, her favorite at-home store location is not on the list of stores that's slated to close. If you are a fan of the at-home brand, I do have some bad news for you. Many of them, in fact, are going to be closing. Yeah. But if you normally go to the one down near the airport, which is the favorite of both Heidi Katz and Karen Leonard, the lovely bride to Tom Leonard, then Karen and Heidi will be in good shape. Joanne in Hanover says on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, looking forward to hearing John later. Thank you. All right. Well, it's Joanne in Hanover. Thank you. 804, listening to the ever-constipated Mark Warner. Squeeze it out, Mark. Yep. All right. Well, I don't know if that is ever going to happen. There just seems to be nobody who is as constipated as that man. I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Ghazala Hashmi sounds so boring. Yeah, I can't argue with you there. Jerome Powell over the Fed, this one says, Jeff, he's an idiot. We haven't had any inflation under Trump. No, in fact, we have greatly improving economic numbers and job numbers, and wages are up. It seems all the right pieces are in place for this alleged rate cut. So why not now? Well, because Jerome Powell hates Trump, too. That's why. P in Hanover says, Jeff, I just looked at the Virginia GOP event calendar online from June the 18th, that's the day, through June the 28th. There are a total of 3 events. The Virginia Democrat Party, 18 events during the same time. Wake up, GOP. Jeff, they need help and enthusiasm. Chairman Pete could use a dose of energy. I think that there are a lot of folks inside the Virginia Republican Party, I hate to say it, who just are happy to lose. Why is it that we do not have candidates running in all 100 House of Delegates seats? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It literally makes no sense to me. Well, why would you not run? Well, you know, Jeff, I mean, why would you run against that Don Scott? Well, because you say, even though you've got a belief that he's going to win, you say you got to fly the flag, gang. You got to have a team where you say, even if you're not going to win, you have got to take one for the team. I've got a long diatribe here on the James River Air text line talking about ancient radio on WRVA. And I, you know what? I just don't have the time to correct all the errors. So all I will say to you, 804, is you are incorrect. 804 elsewhere says, Jeff, Mr. Katz, by and large, the voting population is woefully discombobulated by people like Spamberger, who has her own ideology and power grab ahead of everything else, including the people she is supposed to serve. It is my opinion that she is a massive blob of useless protoplasm. Well, that good turn of phrase there. I want to know, do you want to know how I really feel about politicians like her? No, I think I can take a clue. I am pretty sure that I have figured that one out. President Trump is saying maybe we will, maybe we won't. Take a listen here. President Trump talking a little bit about Iran. Cut number 3.
Have you been answered questions about whether you are moving closer, or you believe the U.S. is moving closer to striking Iranian nuclear facilities? Where's your mindset on that?
I can't say that, right? You don't seriously think I'm going to answer that question. Will you strike the Iranian nuclear component? And what time exactly, sir? Sir, would you strike it? Would you please inform us so we can be there and watch? I mean, you don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before all this death and destruction? Why didn't you negotiate? I said to the people, why didn't you negotiate with me 2 weeks ago? You could have done fine. You would have had a country. It's very sad to watch this. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's so, you know, everyone thought it was going to be the reverse. I didn't think so. And I was telling them, you got to you got to do something. You got to negotiate. And at the end, last minute, they said, no, we're not going to do that. And they got hit. Remember 60 days? And then came the 60. 61 is going to become a very famous number. That was one hell of a hit, that first hit. That was one hell of a hit. Not sustainable, to be honest. That's where it ended. It ended on the first night. Yes.
Is it too late, though? Do you think it's too late to now?
Not really? Nothing's too late. The only thing too late is Powell. Powell's too late. Too late, Powell.
Have the Iranians reached out to you, Mr. President?
What?
Have the Iranians reached out to you?
Yes.
And what did they say?
I said it's very late. You know? I said it's very late to be talking. We may meet. I don't know. There's a big difference between now and a week ago, right? Big
Mr.
difference.
President, you said we may meet. Mr. Bell said we may meet. Is this about Vance and
the Trump
possibly going to Congress?
It's about anybody. They even suggested they come to the White House. It's a big difference. Yeah, but they've suggested that they come to the White House. That's, you know, courageous, but, you know, it's like not easy for them to do. But they suggest, because I can't go now because of what's going on. I had to come back early from the G7, which was terrific, by the way, in Canada. Really terrific. Good people.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating how he's playing everybody. I really do. And you know the way this goes. He's just evil. Mm-hmm. He's a moron. Mm-hmm. He's stupid, Jeff. He's just a stupid man. Oh. Okay. Jeff, he's brilliant, but in a really twisted way. So which one is it? Is he this evil, maniacal genius? Is he this drooling moron? I mean, you got to pick one. And I don't care which one you pick. I know how I think, and I know that none of it is true, but it's entertaining for me to see you make a fool of yourself. So please, pick one. Pick a team. Stick with it. Can't love both the Red Sox and the Yankees. It is a metaphysical impossibility. If, in fact, someone were to love both the Red Sox and the Yankees, Earth would be shaken right off its axis. So you can't do it. It won't happen. So pick a side. Trump's an idiot. Okay, that's your side. Stake it out. Stick to it. Jeff, he's brilliant, but he's evil. Fantastic. You pick your side. And you know where I'm going to be? I'm going to be right here, watching the great accomplishments of my president, and I am going to get an even larger pitcher to fill with the tears of crazy liberals like you. See? All is right in the world. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 5:20 this afternoon, Tower of Power tickets for you, a pair of the tickets. They'll be at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell this Friday. So 5:20 this afternoon, give you a chance to win those. Don't forget, first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., you listen to Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. Rich was kind enough to invite me on this morning. We had, a great conversation. I enjoy visiting with him. I do. I have a good time, and some interesting things get kicked around. So if you are not yet listening, you should. And you'll let me know. All right. I know there's still some Jeff. It's not the same. Of course it's not the same. Although Germ was kind enough. I said the other day, how long has Rich been here? It's a couple of months, right? And what is it? It's more like 6 months, I think. It's longer than I had thought. But again, please, take some time, give him some time, and you make an honest decision. That's all. You're not going to agree with everything. I don't agree with everything. That's fine. It's all good. S in Midlothian hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. S says, Jeff, I have the misfortune of living in the same neighborhood as Ghazala hashtag. What a dishonest... Ooh, I can't use that collection of letters, but I get what you're saying. Are you sure that she lives in that neighborhood? No. You might be sure. Let me rephrase the question. Is she sure that she lives in that neighborhood? Because she seems to have some real difficulty figuring out where she lives. I have to say, congratulations. Jeremy, who was on this program during the week, as you may or may not know, produces for Sam Newsman, most trusted puppet in media. He's actually been reporting, as I understand it, since Roswell. And Sam finished third in the, what was it, the media personality category in the Style Weekly competition this week. Jeremy, you'll have to give me the details because I want to make sure I get it right. I don't want to mess it up, but that's that is good work on his part. So congratulations to him. And I did get notified by the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Sixth year in a row, we will be in the finalist category for Best of Richmond for the Best Afternoon Radio Show. The entire category started because of me. Now, I know you're Jeff, man, that is just egotistical. Except it did. Because I was at an event. I was hanging out with the guy who was then the publisher of the Times-Dispatch. And I said, hey, you know, you've had this morning category forever. Like, since the radio itself was invented, you never do afternoons. Next thing you know, the next year, we had afternoons. And if I win this year, it'll be 6 years in a row. And I would like to win this year. What I would like to do is win 7 years in a row. Why? Because then I can retire. They retire your jersey. That's it. You're no longer eligible to compete. And I am really looking forward to that. If we can do that, then you will never, ever, ever have to hear me talk about that again. So there you go. Okay, Style Weekly, Best Media Personality, third place. Congratulations to Sam. That's nice. John Reed is coming up at 4:35, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. What does he make of his Democrat opponent? We'll find out. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.